and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's main show and coming up with an action that you can take today. If you missed the main show, go back and take a listen. You will find the link in the show notes. This week, I was joined by Moja account manager Tiana, who was talking about her journey so far as an account manager here at Moja. We were discussing some of Tiana's wins so far. So she was very excited about an article that she had placed in an industry magazine for one of our clients and spoke about how she works with our clients to get the best results for them. Another thing that we spent quite a bit of time talking about was company social media pages. Now, this is something that we haven't covered before on the show. Maybe there's an opportunity there for us to do a bit more with company social media pages. But Tiana was great in giving us some advice around what has worked for her at Moja. And as you might expect, there was a difference between LinkedIn and Instagram. Some wins that Tiana's had on LinkedIn have been when she's made the post a bit more personal and included some of the team in images or videos. She also said that people reading LinkedIn posts have a bit more patience and read the caption so you can do a bit of a longer post on LinkedIn. Tiana has found that posting in the morning works best for LinkedIn, which you'll have heard me say before, is the same for personal profiles too. But it's the opposite over on Instagram. So late afternoon posts seem to be working better, whereas it's more tumbleweed in the morning. And it's all about the imagery on Instagram, as you might expect. So less is more on the captions for Instagram. This week's take action is going to be to look at your company social media pages. Do you have Instagram and LinkedIn the same as us? Maybe you've got some other platforms. We used to have a focus on Facebook and Twitter/X, but we've ditched that now. Perhaps we need to get on board with TikTok. Time will tell. But what are you doing at the moment? Do you give some thought around repurposing content in the way that Tiana described? So making sure that you're not just putting exactly the same posts on each so that there's some variety for people that are following you on different platforms. Have you had a look at the analytics behind each profile to see what's working well? Are there any trends in the times of the posts, the styles of the posts? If this is something that you've not looked at for a while slash ever, then go and have a look, spend a little bit of time having a deep dive in the analytics behind each of those pages to see what is working well and help to inform future strategy around your company pages. An interesting thing with the company pages on LinkedIn is that you can actually, in the back end, add some competitors or other companies that you find interesting to compare your results with them. So it will measure you against follower increases and also engagement on posts. So that can be quite useful. And maybe that competitive angle might give you a bit of a push to spend some more time looking at your page. So worth doing that. Now, the reality is the company pages are unlikely to ever do as well as key personal pages, but they are worth investing in because people expect us to have them and they amplify the message even further. So I think it's a good time to take a bit of action on the company pages and see how you get on. As always, let me know how you get on and I'll see you for the main show on Monday.